Okay, so today we're going to dive into something that I think a lot of our listeners are probably curious about. We see the commercials all the time, but maybe don't really get it. Reverse mortgages. We're talking about reverse mortgages, but not in the way you usually hear about them. Not like a last resort kind of thing. We're looking at them as a proactive tool, especially for our listeners who are, seniors looking at legacy planning, aging in place, maybe even strategic home buying.
Very so.
There's all sorts of things that it could apply to, and I know our listeners are busy people,
For
so
sure.
we're going to break it down really quickly for you, but thoroughly.
Absolutely.
So we've got a lot of great sources here that we've dug through, common questions that seniors have, smart responses, and even some insights into sales and negotiation techniques. Because we're going to be real with you, there's a whole industry around this.
Absolutely.
So we want to make sure you're armed with the information you need. So the mission of this deep dive is to really extract some key insights and show you how a reverse mortgage can actually be a pretty flexible tool where you can kind of pick your payment, pick your savings, and even pick your investment.
I love that.
So let's address the elephant in the room right away. Reverse mortgages, they have kind of a scary reputation, right? People hear reverse mortgage and they think, oh no, I don't want to do that. That's risky.
Yeah, that's a common misconception.
Right.
People are worried about losing their homes.
Right.
That's the biggest concern we hear. I don't want to lose my home.
Yeah, and understandably so.
Absolutely.
It's your home, it's where you live, it's probably, your biggest asset.
Exactly.
So what's the truth there? I
Well,
mean,
the truth is, you get to keep your home.
right.
You retain the ownership with a reverse mortgage. You're not giving up the deed to your house.
Right.
You get to stay there as long as you live, as long as you meet the terms of the loan,
Okay, so it's not like they're taking your house. You still own it, you're just
I don't think it's
accessing
accessing the
the
equity.
equity that's built up. All right, that makes sense. So what about, the other big concern that we hear a lot is, well, I want to leave my house to my children. This is my legacy. This is what I want to pass on. How does a reverse mortgage play into that?
Well, it can actually be really powerful for legacy planning.
Okay.
One way is that it can free up some of your cash.
Okay.
If you're not using all your money to buy a house, you can invest that money elsewhere and potentially grow a larger estate for your beneficiaries.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so instead of, putting all your eggs in one basket,
Right.
you can diversify and maybe leave a bigger inheritance.
So it's kind of like thinking outside the box a little bit with the reverse mortgage, thinking about it strategically. Okay, I like that. Let's talk about the fees though, because I know that's something that comes up a lot. People hear, oh, reverse mortgage fees, those are high.
Yeah, they can seem that way up front,
Right.
but you have to look the bigger picture.
Okay.
Are you paying a mortgage now?
Right.
A lot of seniors are.
Yeah.
And that's a monthly expense that can really eat into your cash flow.
It's a drain. Yeah.
A reverse mortgage eliminates that.
Okay.
You don't have those monthly payments anymore.
So even though you might have those upfront costs, in the long run, it could actually free up more cash flow.
You're trading a long-term expense for a short-term one.
I see. I see. Okay. What about the negative perception? Because I think that's another big hurdle. People say, oh, I've heard bad things about reverse mortgages.
And when you hear that, it's important to dig deeper.
Right.
What exactly did they hear?
Yeah.
Was it about fees? Was it about, foreclosure risk?
Right.
What was the specific
It's like
concern?
the details.
Yeah, because once we understand that we can address those specific misconceptions with accurate information,
Right.
it might be that their situation was totally different than yours.
Right.
So you don't want to just dismiss it out of hand, but you also don't want to be scared off by vague rumors.
Okay, good point. Now, what about the folks who say, I'm doing okay. I have my retirement savings. I'm managing. Why would I need a reverse mortgage?
Well, think of it like an insurance policy.
Okay.
You have car insurance, hopefully.
Right.
You have health insurance.
Right.
You don't plan to get an accident or get sick,
Yeah.
but you have it just in case.
In case. Oh.
Reverse mortgage can be like that for your finances.
Okay.
It's there if you need it.
Right.
So if unexpected expenses come up, medical bills, home
Right.
repairs, whatever,
Right.
you have access to that money without having to touch your retirement savings.
So it's kind of like a safety net.
Exactly, a
Right.
financial cushion.
I like that. Okay. And what about the hesitation to take on another loan.
Yeah.
Because I think that's something that a lot of seniors, especially, you know, they've worked hard their whole lives.
Absolutely.
They've paid off their mortgage.
Right. They don't want to be back in debt.
They don't want to be back in debt, right?
Yeah. And that's totally understandable.
So how do you address that?
Well, a reverse mortgage is not your typical loan.
Okay.
You don't have to make monthly payments.
Oh.
The loan doesn't become due until you move out of the house or, you know, pass away.
Oh, okay. So it's not like this looming payment every month.
No, it's a lot more flexible than that.
Okay. All right. That's a good point. And then what about spouses?
Yeah.
Because this is another big concern.
Absolutely.
You know, what happens if one spouse passes away?
Right.
How does that affect the reverse mortgage?
That's something that's really important to understand up front.
Right.
Reverse mortgages have protections in place for the surviving spouse. So in many cases, the surviving spouse can stay in the home.
Right.
Even if they're not on the loan.
Okay.
So it's not like they're going to get kicked out.
Right.
You know, it's really important to talk to a qualified professional to make sure that your specific situation is covered.
It's detected, right?
That the protections are there.
Okay. That's good to know. Let's circle back to this idea of the legacy home for a second.
Sure.
You know, buying a home with a reverse mortgage.
Yeah.
How does that work in terms of, you know, picking your investment?
Right. So imagine this. You sell your current home.
Mm-hmm.
You take the proceeds from that sale.
Right.
You combine that with a reverse mortgage.
Okay.
And you buy a bigger, nicer home in an area that you think is going to appreciate in value.
Okay.
Now you're living in a better home.
Yeah.
You're still not making monthly mortgage payments.
Right.
And you're potentially benefiting from the growth of that property.
So it's kind of like getting the best of both worlds.
Exactly. You're leveraging your assets to create more wealth.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. And then what about using the funds from a reverse mortgage for things like in-home care?
Absolutely.
Because we know a lot of our listeners, you know, are aging in place. They want to stay in their homes.
Right.
How can a reverse mortgage help with that?
Well, if you need in-home care, you know, maybe you need help with cooking or cleaning or bathing.
Right.
You can use the funds from a reverse mortgage to pay for that.
Okay.
You can also use it to make modifications to your home.
Right.
You know, maybe you need a ramp or a walk-in shower, things that make it easier to live there as you get older.
So it's really about maintaining your independence and your quality of life.
Exactly. That's the goal.
Okay. And then last but not least, this non-recourse feature that we hear about with reverse mortgages. What is that all about?
So that's a really important protection.
Okay.
It means that you or your heirs will never owe more than the home is worth.
Okay.
Even if the market crashes. Even if the value of the home goes down, you're never going to be upside down on that loan.
So there's no risk of owing more than the house is worth.
Exactly. It's a huge peace of mind.
All right. All right. So the key takeaway here, it seems like a reverse mortgage isn't just this like last resort option.
Right.
It can actually be a pretty versatile tool.
Absolutely.
It gives you more control over your finances.
Yeah.
It lets you plan for your legacy, age in place.
Yeah.
Maybe even make some strategic investments.
Yeah. It's all about being proactive.
Right.
You know, taking control of your future.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I think that about covers it.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts for our listeners out there?
I would just say keep an open mind.
Okay.
You know, don't let the negative perception scare you away.
Right.
Do your research, talk to a qualified professional, and see if a reverse mortgage might be right for you.
Our great advice. So for you listening out there, think about this. How can understanding all the tools available to you, even the ones that might have a bad reputation, how can that empower you to make the best choices for your future and the legacy you want to leave?
That's a great question.
That's our deep dive for today. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for having me.